Nat Metcalf here. Online at flyhawk.com, you can find the full range of their netball products, including hoodies, leggings, netballs, and so much more. There are even kit packages that suit everyone. They are available in UK sizes 4 to 24 and also in different lengths too. Plus, we can even send you a sample pack for a returnable fee to try some of the range. Get yours now.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk. Ahead of this year's Netball World Cup, Sasha Corbin announced her retirement. I've been speaking to her about her amazing career.
It's weird. I feel like I'm at a time in my life where I genuinely want to like explore new things and enjoy life a little bit differently away from the court. I feel like I am still fit. I feel like I can still play. I don't feel like I'm necessarily in a place where I'm like, oh, my body's finished. I can't do it anymore. I just feel like it's a good time mentally to say goodbye. But I've had an amazing time, especially at Mavs. I did 10 years as captain there. I can't believe I did that.
Yeah.
But to do kind of 18 kind of seasons, one in New Zealand as well. And I have played for Team Bath and Loughborough Lightning. But it's just been an incredible journey. I'm so pleased to have been able to even do it for that long and actually be a full-time athlete for pretty much the whole of my career. I feel very happy and privileged to have been able to do that. Yeah.
I personally felt it was really nice as well that you were able to celebrate your time on court alongside Lindsay, who was also retiring for Pulse.
Yeah, Lindsay. She's been part of like my journey for so long. We were at Team Bath and Mavericks together for so many years. I think she did 9 seasons at Mavericks. She's been one of like the kind of the mainstays of Super League for me, and we're very good friends. Amazing player, and she's also a player that just takes everyone under her wing. She's like the mum of the team, of any team. I'm sure you'll hear many players say, but she's so hardworking. She'll give absolutely everything for her team, and get that reach and some of those rejections that she'd be doing on those shots, they will be missed. But I'm so happy that she's also decided to do it on her own terms, and now we can go out for coffee. I don't even drink coffee. I don't know why I said that.
The game has grown so much since you first started as well. Definitely for the better. Maybe some ideas and some thoughts on how much it's grown.
Yeah, I think it's crazy how much it's grown, actually. I love the growth of netball, and I hope it just continues to keep going, to be honest, because it started off, you know, just for the love of the game, playing and, you know, going to training twice a week, maybe 3 times a week, with a maybe Super League franchise at the time. And you'll just be doing that off your own back and obviously trying to get that around like maybe university or work or school. And I think now we're in a place where, you know, players are getting contracted to play. That's something that I had always dreamed of, you know, coming through. And when it happened, it was like, yay! Don't have to think too much about working. And I say that, you know, it's not like we get loads of money, but it's just, you know, obviously I was part of the England program set up at the time, so I was getting a little bit there. And then to add that with club as well, and then any sponsorship deals or things that happen like personally was also extremely helpful. But yeah, like I said, commercially, I think the game's really growing, so players should, and I hope to get more sponsors on board, and just the venues now that we're playing in, wow, I mean, huge venues that are able to hold 5,000 and above. I think that's awesome for the game, and I hope it continues. And again, full-time like staff, that wasn't a thing before.
Yeah.
And now it kind of is in many franchises. So full-time manager, full-time head coach, assistant coach, physiotherapist, psychologist, doctor, I'm trying to think, video analysis. Like there's all of these people on board now that, you know, we could have only have dreamed of at the start of Super League. So for the fact that we are there now, it is amazing. So I just want it to continue to grow, and I want more people to get on board and help push the sport as far as it can go. I mean, Fast 5 wasn't even a thing before, and now it is, and you can win up to £25,000 for your club. I think that's awesome. So yeah, I see big things, and of course Sky Sports killing it, just giving us all the coverage and more games. So I hope that even more games, every game will be shown soon, so we don't have to think about picking and choosing.
Playing in the same team as Kadeen or playing against her?
always on the same team.
Yay.
I don't like playing against my sister. I prefer to be on the same team as her, so it was kind of hard this year, I can't lie. But definitely on the same team.
We definitely see the how netball is very much all about the friendships and just how it's special to be among friends and just enjoy playing the game that you love.
Yeah, and that's the thing, you know. I started off playing netball in school. That was my first kind of introduction. I watched my mum play a bit, but it was more in school. But we did it and played it and continue to play it because we love it. And then everything else is a bonus. The friendships that we make, the just, you know, that wanting to win feel or wanting to learn together and grow together is something that is so special. And I love team sports, and why the reason why I kind of moved away from athletics, to be honest, because I just love that team ethos, that team camaraderie.
A little bit of advice for those just starting to play. What would you have for them?
Every time you go out, I want you to enjoy the game that you're playing, but continue to grow and learn. Ask questions. I think it's important that you ask your coach what you need to work on to get better. Record your games if you can, so you can see where you can improve. I think there's nothing wrong with a bit of video analysis. And then, to be honest, just literally enjoy. I think the best time you play your best netball is when you don't overthink and you enjoy the game that you love.
Stepping aside from the Super League, but still got solo sessions running?
Yes, solo sessions. It's time to give it the love and attention that it deserves. So at first, I really want to go away and enjoy the world with my partner and travel the world for a bit. And then as soon as that is over, I'm right back into it. I want to give as much back to the netball community as possible, coaching sessions, camps, whatever it needs to give back. And then more videos to kind of help the netball community. Definitely, solo sessions are still here.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcast rail.